Why must I be like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the pup in me. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. I'd like to officially apologize to everyone for that intro sequence, and especially George Clinton. I'm sorry for that. It won't happen again. I'm Max Chameleon.
And I'm Lily Chameleon.
And today we're going to be talking about the pup play hood and gloves from Stockroom. These things are really great. They're really pretty. You're going to have to definitely look at the pictures on these to get a feel for what they look like. They're natural black leather, and they're used for pup play. If you're unfamiliar with the concept of pup play, we actually did, as the Trisexuals, a two-part special on pup and pony play where we talk a little bit about it. So in that special, we talk about how I like to sometimes participate in pup play. And oftentimes it helps to have gear that matches what you're doing. And in this case, Stockroom has a pup hood, or almost not really a hood because it's kind of it's more of a mask. It doesn't cover your head so much. We'll talk a little bit about that later. And they have these great pup mitts, which have cute little paw pads on them and actually help protect your fists. So let's start with the pup hood. The pup hood comes in two different sizes. It has this great muzzle and ears on it, so it goes over your nose and your mouth for the muzzle. Inside of there actually is a removable ball gag. And it sounds like
no,
this.
Max, you can't do the rest of the review with the ball gag in your mouth.
Why not?
You're gonna drool all over your laptop.
Oh. Anyway, it has two different ball gags that you can put in it. They're different sizes. One's a little bit smaller, one's a little bit larger. It's actually, hidden within the muzzle, so you don't really see it. It's really great to have the option of having a ball gag in there, because when you're doing pup play, one of the things that can help you get in that headspace is losing the ability to talk, and of course drooling and stuff. It kind of like helps with that whole thing. The pup hood has lots of nice adjustments on it. The ears are cute. Apparently the ears are also removable, so if you don't like them, you can take them off. And it matches the mitts very well. The pup gloves are matching black leather. They have beautiful rivets on them that also match the hood. And they have nice padding in the fist so that when you're pupping around on all fours, you have nice protection for your hands and you won't be sore from jumping around. They have these just adorable representations of paws on them. So like, the circles and the three finger for paw pads, and that's just like one of the most adorable things. What's nice about the paws that the head doesn't have is it actually has an eyelet on it. So when you strap it up with these adjustable straps, you can actually put a lock on the paws so that if you're into that kind of play, then you can have your pup kind of like locked in. Hood does not actually offer that. You see, Lily? It doesnn't actually have that
right on
there.
I was wondering.
Yeah, so I think that'd be a nice thing that if they could get some of those locking eyelets on the strap portion of the pup hood. That way you can lock somebody in for that kind of play. The pup hood does feature a nice metal ring on the back, so in case your pup's not wearing a collar, you can actually connect the leash right to that, and it'll be on the back of their head. It's kind of neat. So I actually got a chance to try these out at the local BDSM convention we have here, Thunder in the Mountains. I actually went full leather pup. I had this awesome, motorcycle racing...
It's a full bodysuit.
It's a full bodysuit, leather full bodysuit. And I had the pup hood and the gloves on, and just with those two extra features, it was really sexy, really cool. It was really hot.
Oh my god, he sweated so bad.
But it's nice because the pup mask isn't so much a hood, so it doesn't... It's breathable. Most of your actual head shape is actually there, which is one of the things I really like about it, because you can actually identify who the person is. Now, some people might not like that, might prefer having more of a hidden experience. But in this case, it's very breathable, and you don't feel like you're being restricted or confined inside of this hood. I also got a chance to use this with you, Lily. If you remember, we did a nice pup play scene here in the apartment. Really a lot of fun. We spent a long time in it. She put on the hood, put on my collar, put on the paw pads, and we ended up actually having sex with it. And at that point, I was totally lost in pup headspace. And that's when the ball gag I was wearing actually made me drool uncontrollably, which, you know, kind of added to the fun, added to the whole pup thing. So, Lily, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you think?
Well, I have to say, I really adore this a lot. I love the hood, and I love the paws. The paws are really good because I can even wear them, and for those of you that don't know, I have a very, very tiny stature. The way the gloves actually work, it actually can cinches enough around my wrist that I can use it, and so can Max.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
Yeah, and we're you know, we vary in size quite a bit, so, you know, they're pretty versatile. They can be used on many different sizes.
That's a perfect word, is versatile. The pup hood is amazing. Once you put it on and put it on your partner or put it on yourself, it just transforms you or transforms that person into that headspace, I believe, only because it's so adorable. It's not realistic like some pup hoods are, but it gives it that air of being in a puppy state of mind.
Yeah. See, what I really liked about this one over the other ones is some of the other ones have kind of like a almost blocky, non-fluid appearance, but since this uses, you know, it's so open, it's mostly just straps and a muzzle and ears, it you know, it takes the head shape on really well, and it's pretty, you know, convincing as far as that's concerned. So yeah, I definitely would recommend this one. Why don't you throw it a bone and check it out in stockroom? All right, don't laugh at that. Don't laugh at that.
Oh, this is so bad.
All right, so that'll just about do it for us. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this Carnal Chameleon audio review. Pictures, text, and links for this review can be found at carnalchameleon.com. If you enjoy getting your sex talk on through audio format, you may also enjoy our podcast, The Trisexuals. Visit trisexualsmedia.com. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm @RandyChameleon, and Lily is @LilyChameleon.